sleep-a-time facts. Energy, the gentle hum of existence before we begin our quiet exploration of the universe. Take a moment to find a position that feels perfectly supported. Allow your blankets to settle around you. Let your shoulders drop and permit your breathing to slow to a steady, easy rhythm. In this comfortable space, consider the profound stillness that surrounds you. Even in the deepest silence, there is a subtle, enduring presence that permeates everything. This is the fundamental nature of our reality, a vast ocean of potential waiting in repose. Everything you touch, the cool air you breathe, and the very structure of the room is composed of this gentle, constant essence. Energy is not always a roar of activity. Often, it is merely a whisper, a soft, underlying fabric that holds the world together while you rest. As you drift closer to sleep, allow yourself to feel grounded by this reality. Know that this quiet force is steady, reliable, and always present, humming softly in the background of the night. Defining the invisible to understand the fundamental nature of the universe, we must first look past the solid objects that surround us. We see trees, stones, water, and air. But beneath these tangible forms lies a subtle, invisible currency that governs their existence. This currency is energy. In the realm of physics, energy is not a mystical aura or a vague sense of vitality. It is a precise, quantifiable property, as real and consistent as length or mass. Yet, it remains hidden from direct sight. We observe it only through its effects, through the changes it brings to the physical world. The scientific definition of energy is remarkably grounded. Physicists define it as the quantitative property that must be transferred to a body or physical system to perform work. While the word work often suggests labor or employment in our daily lives, in the quiet language of physics, it holds a much simpler meaning. Work is performed when a force is applied to an object, causing it to move over a distance. If you were to gently push a pebble across a smooth table, you are performing work, and to do so, you must transfer energy to the pebble. Without this transfer, the universe would remain in a state of absolute, motionless suspension. Because energy is a quantity, it must be measured. Just as we measure distance in meters and time in seconds, we measure energy in a unit known as the joule. This unit is named in honor of James Prescott Joule, an English physicist from the 19th century who dedicated his life to studying the nature of heat and mechanical work. His careful, patient experiments helped establish that different forms of activity, whether stirring water or generating electricity, could all be measured by the same standard. The joule is a standard of gentleness. It is not a large or overwhelming amount. To visualize a single joule, imagine a small apple weighing roughly 100 grams resting in the palm of your hand. If you were to lift that apple slowly, raising it just 1 meter into the air, against the pull of gravity, the energy required for that simple, smooth motion is approximately 1 joule. It is a manageable, human-scale quantity. It represents a brief moment of influence, a tiny shift in the arrangement of the world. When we speak of the energy contained in a flowing river or a beam of sunlight, we are speaking of billions upon billions of these tiny joules, all added together. But the fundamental unit remains small, discreet, and comprehensible. One of the most soothing aspects of energy is its classification as a scalar quantity. In physics, quantities are often divided into scalars and vectors. A vector is a quantity that has both a magnitude and a direction. Velocity, for instance, is a vector. It matters not only how fast a car is moving, but also where it is going. A force is a vector, pushing or pulling in a specific line. But energy is different. Energy is a scalar. It has magnitude and amount, but it has no direction. This lack of direction gives energy a quality of stillness and potential. A battery sitting on a shelf possesses energy, but that energy is not pointing north, south, east, or west. It simply resides there. A tank of warm water holds thermal energy, but that energy does not have a trajectory. It is merely a presence within the water. Energy does not need to go anywhere to exist. It is a reservoir, a pool of potentiality that sits in wait. It is independent of the spatial coordinates that dictate movement. Whether an object is moving left or right, up or down, the energy associated with its state remains a pure number, unaffected by the geometry of the path. This scalar nature simplifies our understanding of the physical world. When scientists calculate the energy of a system, they do not need to worry about complex angles or navigational headings. They simply tally the amount. It is like counting coins in a jar or measuring the volume of water in a basin. The energy is simply there, a vast, directionless ocean of capacity. It allows the universe to be viewed not as a chaotic mesh of colliding vectors, but as a collection of vessels, each holding a specific measure of this invisible substance. The definition of energy as the capacity to do work, measured in joules, provides a framework of constancy. It tells us that underneath the shifting appearances of nature, there is a reliable accounting system. Nothing is random. Every motion, every lift of a leaf in the wind, and every ripple in a pond can be described by the transfer of these small, scalar units. The joule connects the lifting of an apple to the turning of a wheel, unifying the diverse actions of reality under a single, peaceful concept. It is the invisible architecture that supports the motion of the world, defined not by where it is going, but simply by the fact that it is. Motion and position in the grand tapestry of the physical universe, energy manifests primarily through a gentle, rhythmic interplay between two fundamental states, the energy of movement and the energy of anticipation. These two classifications, kinetic and potential, form the basis for understanding how objects interact with the space around them. It is a story of action and waiting, of velocity and location, describing a world that is constantly balancing between going somewhere and resting where it is. Kinetic energy is perhaps the most intuitive form to observe because it is the energy of motion. The word itself is derived from the Greek kinesis, meaning movement. Any object that is traveling from one point to another possesses this energy. When a gentle breeze pushes a sailboat across a calm lake, the boat possesses kinetic energy. When a marble rolls slowly across a wooden floor, the rotation and translation of the glass sphere represent a specific quantity of energy in action. The magnitude of this energy depends on two specific factors: the mass of the object and the speed at which it travels. It is a relationship defined by physics, where the heaviness of the object contributes linearly to its energy, but the velocity has a much more profound effect. If the speed of a rolling ball is doubled, its kinetic energy quadruples. This mathematical reality governs everything from the rotation of the planets to the falling of a single autumn leaf. It is the energy of the present moment, existing only while the motion continues. When the marble comes to a halt, the kinetic energy dissipates, transferring into other forms, leaving the object in a state of stillness. Contrasting this active state is the concept of potential energy. This is the energy of position, also known as stored energy. It is silent and invisible, existing not because of what an object is doing, but because of where an object is or how it is arranged. It is the capacity to perform work that has not yet been realized. The most common form experienced in daily life is gravitational potential energy. This energy exists whenever an object is elevated above a surface. Consider a smooth stone resting at the very top of a grassy hill. While the stone is motionless, it is not devoid of energy. By virtue of its height and the pull of gravity, it holds a reservoir of potential. It possesses the capacity to roll down, but for the moment, it simply rests. The higher the hill, or the heavier the stone, the greater the potential energy stored within that quiet system. This principle is beautifully illustrated by water held behind a dam. In a high mountain reservoir, millions of gallons of water sit in a deep, placid lake. To the observer, the water appears completely still, reflecting the sky like a mirror. Yet, because of its elevation relative to the valley floor below, the water is brimming with potential energy. It is energy in waiting. The dam structure holds the water in place, maintaining its position against the pull of gravity. The energy is there, silent and vast, determined entirely by the mass of the water and the height at which it is held. Position determines potential in other ways as well, specifically through elastic potential energy. This occurs when an object is deformed from its natural shape, storing energy in the tension of the material. Imagine a bowstring being slowly drawn back. As the archer pulls the string, the limbs of the bow bend, resisting the motion. The energy used to pull the string is not lost. It is transferred into the bow itself, stored in the curvature of the wood or fiberglass. As long as the string is held taut, the energy remains as potential. It is a static state of tension. The drawn bow does not move, but it holds the capacity for rapid motion the instant the string is released. This is the physics of springs, rubber bands, and flexible materials. The position of the material stretched, compressed, or twisted holds the energy in a state of readiness. The natural world is often a continuous dance between these two states, a constant exchange between position and motion. A pendulum swinging back and forth offers the perfect visualization of this exchange. At the very top of its swing, for a fraction of a second, the pendulum weight hangs suspended in the air. At this peak, it has zero speed and maximum height. Its energy is entirely potential. As gravity pulls it down, it accelerates. The potential energy of height is smoothly converted into the kinetic energy of speed. At the very bottom of the arc, the pendulum is closest to the ground, meaning its potential energy is at its lowest, but its speed is at its highest. It glides through the center point, carried by momentum, and begins to climb the other side. As it rises, it slows down, trading its motion back for height, converting kinetic energy back into potential, until it pauses once more at the top of the opposite arc. This oscillation is a fundamental concept in physics. It shows that energy is rarely static. It flows between states. A ball tossed gently into the air rises on a column of kinetic energy, slows as it trades speed for height, pauses at the apex where potential is maximized, and then falls back, reclaiming its motion. Whether it is the water waiting in the reservoir, the tension in a drawn string, or the rolling of a marble, the universe balances itself through the quiet relationship between where an object is and how it moves. The law of conservation in the vast, intricate tapestry of the physical universe, there exists a fundamental principle of permanence. It is a rule of absolute reliability, stating that within the closed system of our existence, nothing is ever truly lost, nor is anything created from nothing. This is the first law of thermodynamics, widely known as the law of conservation of energy. It offers a perspective of profound stability, suggesting that the universe operates on a fixed budget of energy, an inventory that has remained constant since the beginning of time. The total quantity of energy in the cosmos today is exactly the same as it was yesterday, and exactly the same as it will be eons from now. To understand this law is to view the world not as a place of consumption and loss, but as a place of continuous, gentle transformation. Energy does not vanish. It merely changes its shape, its location, or its method of expression. It flows in an eternal loop, moving from one vessel to another, shifting from movement to heat, from height to speed, and back again. The accountant of the universe always balances the books, ensuring that the equation remains equal on both sides. Consider the simple, rhythmic motion of a pendulum swinging back and forth. This is one of the clearest demonstrations of conservation in action. As the pendulum weight rises to the highest point of its arc, it slows until it reaches a momentary standstill. In this brief pause, the energy of the system is stored entirely as potential energy, energy of position. It is held in the height of the weight against the pull of gravity. As the weight begins to descend, that potential energy is smoothly converted into kinetic energy, the energy of motion. The weight accelerates, moving faster and faster until it reaches the very bottom of the swing. Here, the potential energy is at its lowest, but the kinetic energy is at its peak. As it rises up the other side, the trade occurs again in reverse. The motion slows, and the energy is tucked away once more into the height of the swing. In an idealized vacuum, this exchange would continue forever. A perfect oscillation between potential and kinetic forms, with the sum of the two always remaining a constant number. In the real world, the pendulum eventually slows and stops. But even then, the law of conservation holds true. The missing energy has not disappeared. It has simply migrated. The friction of the pendulum moving through the air and the friction at the pivot point transform the kinetic energy into thermal energy. The air molecules surrounding the pendulum are nudged into slightly faster vibrations, creating a microscopic amount of heat. The energy that was once the rhythmic swing of a clock is now a gentle warmth diffused into the atmosphere. The form has changed, but the amount remains untouched. This principle applies to every interaction we observe. When a log burns in a fireplace, the law dictates the process. The log contains chemical potential energy stored within the molecular bonds of the wood. As it burns, this energy is liberated, transforming into the thermal energy of the fire and the radiant energy of the light. If one were to carefully measure the energy released in heat and light and add it to the energy remaining in the ash and smoke, the total would equal exactly the amount of chemical energy originally stored in the log. It is a perfect, unbroken chain of custody. Historically, this realization brought a sense of order to the study of physics. In the 19th century, scientists like James Prescott Joule conducted meticulous experiments to prove this equivalence. Joule famously demonstrated that mechanical work could be converted directly into heat. By using a falling weight to spin a paddle wheel submerged in water, he showed that the work done by the falling weight resulted in a precise increase in the water's temperature. The motion of the paddle agitated the water, and that motion became heat. This confirmed that heat was not a separate substance, but simply another form of energy, fully interchangeable with mechanical work. The law of conservation reassures us that the universe is a self-contained system. There are no leaks. Energy flows like water in a closed fountain, rising and falling, circulating through pumps and pools, but never evaporating entirely and never filling from an outside source. The sunlight that warms the surface of the earth is energy traveling across the void, absorbed by the ground, and later radiated back into the atmosphere. It drives the winds, lifts moisture into clouds, and powers the growth of plants. Even in the quietest moments, this transformation is happening. A compressed spring in a mattress holds potential energy in its coils, waiting in a state of static balance. A battery sitting on a shelf holds chemical energy in reserve. When called upon, these reservoirs release their stores, allowing energy to flow into new forms, into movement, into light, into sound. And when those actions cease, the energy dissipates, spreading out and settling into the environment as low-level thermal motion, joining the vast, ambient background of the universe. There is a serene predictability to this law. It implies that the universe is not chaotic or arbitrary, but governed by a strict, unbreakable balance. We are surrounded by a constant, enduring quantity of existence. The light from a distant star, the warmth of a stone in the sun, and the motion of the tides are all participants in this grand conservationist economy. Nothing is ever wasted. Nothing is ever lost. The forms may be fleeting, shifting like clouds in the sky, but the essence remains eternal, preserved within the safe, unyielding boundaries of the law of conservation. The vibration of atoms, if we were to look closely enough at the world around us, peering past the visible surfaces of polished wood or smooth stone, we would discover that stillness is an illusion. Even in the quietest moments, when the air seems motionless and objects rest heavily in their places, there is a constant rhythmic activity occurring on the smallest of scales. This is the domain of thermal energy, a phenomenon that is fundamentally about movement. At the atomic level, the universe is never truly still. It is always humming with a gentle vibration. Thermal energy is simply the kinetic energy of atoms and molecules. It is the energy of motion, hidden within the structure of matter. Every atom, whether locked in the rigid lattice of a diamond or floating freely in a drift of argon gas, possesses a certain amount of energy that causes it to jiggle, twist, or vibrate. This microscopic motion is what we perceive as temperature. When an object feels warm to the touch, it is because its constituent atoms are dancing with greater enthusiasm, oscillating back and forth at a higher speed. When an object feels cool, its atoms are moving more sluggishly, swaying in a slow, calm rhythm. This internal motion does not stay contained within a single atom. It has a natural tendency to spread, seeking a state of balance. We call this movement of energy heat transfer, and it occurs through three distinct harmonious methods: conduction, convection, and radiation. Each method describes a different way that the vibration of one particle can influence the vibration of another, sharing warmth across the physical world. Conduction is the primary mode of heat transfer within solids. It is a process of direct contact, a neighborly exchange of energy. Imagine a metal spoon resting in a bowl of warm soup. The atoms in the submerged part of the spoon are surrounded by the energetic, fast-moving water molecules of the soup. As the water molecules bump against the metal, they transfer some of their kinetic energy to the silver atoms. These metal atoms begin to vibrate more vigorously because they are bound tightly to their neighbors in the solid structure of the spoon. They cannot drift away. Instead, they nudge the atoms next to them. This nudge passes the energy along the handle of the spoon, atom by atom, in a continuous bucket brigade of vibration. The warmth travels slowly and steadily up the handle, not because matter is moving, but because the message of motion is being passed down the line. In liquids and gases, which we collectively call fluids, the atoms are not held in rigid positions. They are free to flow and drift past one another. Here, heat moves primarily through convection. This process relies on the relationship between density and temperature. As a fluid warms, its particles move faster and push slightly further apart, making the warm fluid less dense and lighter than its surroundings. Consequently, the warm fluid rises, carrying its thermal energy with it like a gentle, buoyant plume. As it rises, cooler, denser fluid flows in to take its place. This creates a cycle, a slow, rotating current known as a convection cell. We see this in the soft rising of steam from a cup of tea, or the invisible circulation of air in a quiet room, where warmth ascends and cool air descends in a continuous, looping flow. The third mode of transfer, radiation, requires no matter at all. It is the way the sun warms the earth across the vast, empty vacuum of space. Thermal radiation is the emission of electromagnetic waves, primarily in the infrared spectrum. Every object that possesses warmth, which is to say, every object in the universe, emits this soft, radiant energy. It is a way for atoms to shed their excess vibration by sending out ripples of energy. These waves travel outward until they encounter another object. Upon absorption, the waves cause the atoms of the receiving object to vibrate faster, increasing its thermal energy. It is a silent communication of warmth that can traverse great distances without ever disturbing the space in between. Through these three mechanisms, energy is constantly shifting and redistributing. The vibration of atoms is a fundamental characteristic of matter, a ceaseless, microscopic oscillation that defines the warmth of our world. It is a process that seeks equilibrium, moving from areas of high activity to areas of lower activity, smoothing out the differences until a gentle balance is achieved. Whether through the direct contact of conduction, the flowing currents of convection, or the silent waves of radiation, the vibration of atoms connects all things in a web of thermal energy. It is a steady, reassuring constant of physics, ensuring that warmth is never truly lost, but simply shared, passed from one atom to the next, in an endless, quiet dance of motion, hidden energy and phase, changes there is a predictable rhythm to the way we usually perceive heat and temperature. When we place a kettle on a stove or leave a stone out in the afternoon sun, we expect the object to grow warmer. As energy flows into a substance, its temperature rises, a steady ascent that can be measured degree by degree on a thermometer. The molecules within the substance vibrate with increasing vigor, and this kinetic activity translates directly into what we feel as warmth. However, there are specific moments in the physical world where this linear relationship pauses. There are times when a substance can absorb vast amounts of energy without getting even a fraction of a degree hotter. This phenomenon is the domain of phase changes and the concept known as latent heat. In the study of thermodynamics, this energy is described as hidden because it seemingly disappears. It does not register on any temperature gauge. If you were to observe a block of ice slowly melting in a warm room, and you placed a thermometer against the ice, you would see the mercury hold steady at exactly 0 degrees Celsius. Even as the warm air of the room transfers energy into the ice, and even as the ice turns to water, the temperature of the melting ice remains constant. It does not rise until every last crystal has transitioned from solid to liquid. This pause is not a loss of energy, but a redirection of it. When a solid substance, like ice, sits at its melting point, the heat energy it absorbs is no longer used to speed up the movement of its molecules. Instead, the energy is put to work changing the internal structure of the substance. In the solid phase, water molecules are locked into a rigid, crystalline lattice, held together by intermolecular forces that keep them vibrating in place. To turn that solid into a liquid, those bonds must be loosened. The energy flows into the architecture of the matter, gently prying the molecules apart just enough so that they can slide past one another. This specific amount of energy required to change a solid to a liquid at a constant temperature is called the latent heat of fusion. The discovery of this hidden energy dates back to the 18th century and the work of Scottish chemist Joseph Black. He observed that snow and ice did not melt instantly when the temperature rose above freezing. If the phase change were immediate, spring thaws would be catastrophic, with winter snow turning to floodwater in a matter of moments. Instead, Black noted that the melting process was slow and deliberate. The ice acted as a reservoir, absorbing immense quantities of heat over time while maintaining its cool temperature. He realized that the heat was being stored within the water itself, hidden away in the liquid state, ready to be released again should the water ever freeze. This process repeats itself when a liquid transitions into a gas. Consider a pot of water placed on a steady flame. The temperature rises steadily, 20 degrees, 50 degrees, 80 degrees. But once the water reaches its boiling point of 100 degrees Celsius, the rise stops. The water bubbles and steams, absorbing the heat from the burner. Yet the water itself gets no hotter. The energy is now being used to completely overcome the attraction between the molecules, allowing them to break free from the liquid surface and expand into the air as vapor. This is the latent heat of vaporization. The energy required for this second transition is remarkably high. It takes significantly more energy to turn boiling water into steam than it does to heat cool water to the boiling point. The molecules must be given enough energy to fly apart, creating the vast spacing characteristic of a gas. This hidden energy is carried away by the steam, stored within the vapor as it drifts upward. It is a silent, invisible carrier of heat, holding the potential to release that energy elsewhere. These phase changes are completely reversible, a symmetrical dance of physics. Just as energy is absorbed to melt a solid or boil a liquid, that same energy is released when the process moves in the other direction. When steam condenses back into liquid water, it gives up its latent heat of vaporization, warming the surrounding environment. When water freezes into ice, it releases the latent heat of fusion. This release of energy explains why the temperature of freezing water will linger at 0 degrees until the entire body of water has solidified. The water must shed its hidden energy before it can settle into the quiet, ordered structure of ice. The concept of latent heat reveals a world where energy does more than simply agitate molecules. It reshapes them. It governs the transitions between the states of matter, ensuring that these changes occur at a measured, steady pace. It is a buffering mechanism of the natural world, preventing sudden shifts and allowing for a gradual, balanced flow of energy from one form to another. Whether in the melting of a glacier or the simple evaporation of a droplet, the hidden energy of phase changes works silently, maintaining the stability of the physical world through the constant restructuring of matter. Matter and equivalence in the world of classical physics. For centuries, the universe appeared to be divided into two distinct realms. On one side, there was matter, the tangible substance of the world, the stones, the water, the air, and the solid ground beneath our feet. Matter was defined by its mass, its resistance to movement, and its physical presence. On the other side, there was energy, the invisible force that caused change, heat, light, motion, and sound. These two concepts were viewed as separate entities acting upon one another, but fundamentally different in nature. A rock was a rock, and the sunlight warming it was energy. They were neighbors in reality, but not kin. This perspective shifted quietly but profoundly in the early 20th century. Through the lens of special relativity, a new understanding emerged that bridged the gap between the solid and the ethereal. The revelation was elegant in its simplicity. Matter and energy are not two different things. they are the same thing, manifesting in different forms. Mass is simply a manifestation of superconcentrated energy, locked in a stable state. This concept is known as mass energy equivalence, a principle that reveals the deep, underlying unity of the physical world. The mathematical expression of this relationship is perhaps the most famous equation in scientific history. E equals mc squared. While the formula is concise, its implications are vast and soothingly consistent. The E represents energy, and the M represents mass. The equal sign serves as a bridge, declaring that one can be converted into the other. The C stands for celeritas, the Latin word for swiftness, representing the speed of light in a vacuum. By squaring the speed of light, multiplying that immense number by itself, we derive the conversion factor that translates a small amount of mass into a tremendous amount of energy. Because the speed of light is such a staggering constant, approximately 300 million meters per second, its square is an incomprehensibly large number. This tells us that even a microscopic speck of matter contains within it a vast reservoir of potential energy. A single grain of sand, if its mass were purely converted into energy, would possess a quantity of force equivalent to a massive amount of fuel. Usually, this energy remains dormant, quiet, and stable, constituting the very existence of the object. The matter we see around us is, in a sense, frozen energy, simplified and slowed down into a tangible form. This equivalence explains the enduring power of the stars. For eons, the question of how the sun could continue to shine without exhausting its fuel puzzled observers. Chemical burning, like a fire on Earth, would consume the sun in a fraction of its lifetime. The answer lies in the conversion of mass. Deep within the stellar core, under immense pressure and gentle, constant heat, atomic nuclei merge. In this process of fusion, a tiny fraction of their mass is lost. It does not vanish from existence. Rather, it transitions from the realm of matter to the realm of radiant energy. This slight difference in mass is released as light and warmth, traveling across the void to bathe the planets in a steady glow. The source of this energy lies within the bonds of the atomic nucleus. The center of an atom is held together by the strong nuclear force, a binding agent of incredible tenacity. It takes energy to hold protons and neutrons together against their natural tendencies to drift or repel. This binding energy contributes to the total mass of the atom. When the configuration of the nucleus changes, when atoms merge or split, the requirement for binding energy shifts. The excess is released, or the deficit is absorbed. It is a cosmic accounting system where the currency is existence itself, flowing effortlessly between the state of being a particle and the state of being a wave. There is a profound tranquility in understanding that the solidity of the world is an illusion of sorts. The heavy iron of a meteorite the delicate structure of a leaf, and the water in a quiet lake are all woven from the same fabric as light. They are just energy that has settled into a pattern of stability. The universe is not a collection of disparate objects and forces, but a single, continuous field of potential. Mass is energy at rest. Energy is mass in motion. This principle of equivalence satisfies the great conservation laws of physics. We learned that energy cannot be created or destroyed, only transformed. We also learned that mass is conserved. In the light of equivalence, these two laws merge into one grand statement of permanence. The total sum of mass and energy in the universe remains constant. Nothing is ever truly lost. A log burning in a fireplace turns to ash and smoke, and while it seems lighter, the missing mass has simply been released as heat and light, warming the room. The balance is always maintained, held in the steady hands of natural law. Understanding mass-energy equivalence allows us to look at the ordinary objects in a room with a new sense of wonder. The stillness of a book resting on a table is not an absence of energy, but a containment of it. It is a reservoir of power in perfect equilibrium, holding its shape, enduring in time, a quiet testament to the immense potential locked within the very smallest parts of nature. The universe is rich with this latent capacity, stable and enduring, waiting in the bonds of matter. Entropy and equilibrium, there is a gentle, pervasive direction to the flow of the universe, a subtle current that guides the movement of energy from the moment it comes into existence. This direction is governed by a fundamental principle known as entropy. While the word often conjures images of disorder or chaos, in the realm of physics, it is more accurately understood as a measure of probability and the dispersal of energy. It is the natural tendency of things to unwind, to spread out, and to seek a state of rest. Consider the simple, everyday physics of a warm fluid mixing with a cool one. If you were to pour a small amount of warm cream into a cup of cool coffee, you would observe a distinct swirling pattern. At first, the cream and the coffee are separate, distinct entities with their own temperatures and boundaries. However, without any interference, they naturally blend. The heat from the cream disperses into the coffee, and the particles intermingle until the mixture is uniform. This process never reverses itself. The cream never spontaneously separates back into a distinct dollop, nor does the heat gather itself back into a concentrated pocket. This irreversible drift toward uniformity is the essence of entropy. The second law of thermodynamics codifies this observation. It states that within an isolated system, the total entropy can only increase or remain constant over time. It never decreases on its own. Nature prefers arrangements that are more probable, and there are vastly more ways for energy to be spread out than for it to be concentrated in a single location. A tidy pile of sand has a low entropy because the grains are ordered in a specific way. If the wind blows, the grains scatter. There are millions of ways for the sand to be scattered, but only one way for it, to be stacked in a perfect cone. Therefore, the universe naturally moves toward the scattered, high entropy state simply because it is the most statistically likely outcome. This constant movement toward dispersal drives the arrow of time. It is why heat flows from a hot object to a cold one, seeking to equalize the temperature difference. Energy is always looking for more space, moving from areas of high concentration to areas of low concentration. It is a process of relaxation, just as a tight spring seeks to uncoil and rest. Energy seeks to distribute itself as widely and evenly as possible. As this process continues over vast stretches of time, systems move toward a state known as thermodynamic equilibrium. Equilibrium is the ultimate balance. It is a state where there are no longer any flows of energy, because there are no longer any differences to drive them. In a room where the air is perfectly still, and the temperature is exactly the same in every corner, the air has reached equilibrium. There is no net exchange of heat, no movement of wind, just a stable, quiet uniformity. Physicists project this concept onto the largest possible canvas, the universe itself. Since the universe is an isolated system, its total entropy is constantly increasing. Stars radiate light and heat into the vacuum, spreading their concentrated energy out across the cosmos. Over billions and billions of years, this energy spreads thinner and thinner. The temperature differences that drive the formation of stars, the orbit of planets, and the churning of atmospheres will eventually smooth out. This theoretical endpoint is often referred to by the somewhat dramatic name of the heat death of the universe. However, a more calming and accurate description might be heat silence or thermal stillness. It is not a violent end, but rather a gradual settling. It is the moment when the universe finally exhales, having distributed its energy so perfectly that everything reaches a uniform temperature. In this state of maximum entropy, all processes cease. There is no more work to be done, no more heat to be transferred, and no more change to occur. The concept of equilibrium offers a perspective of profound stability. It suggests that the ultimate destiny of all physical things is not turbulence, but tranquility. The frenetic activity of atoms and the burning of stars are temporary conditions, stepping stones on a long, slow journey toward a perfectly balanced state. In this final equilibrium, the universe becomes a vast, smooth ocean of energy, unchanging and peaceful, where time itself loses its meaning, because there is no longer a distinction between one moment and the next. It is the physics of a perfect, enduring calm. Universal rest in the vast expanse of the cosmos, there is a natural tendency toward stillness. Over eons, energy slowly spreads out, seeking a state of perfect balance, where movement ceases and tranquility reigns. This is the concept of thermodynamic equilibrium, a gentle destination where distinct temperatures blend and the universe finds its ultimate repose. It is a state of maximum stability, where the rush of activity slows to a halt and silence stretches across the void. Just as the cosmos drifts toward this state of uniform peace, you too can release the kinetic energy of your day. The work is done, and the heat of activity dissipates into the cool, welcoming night. There is no more need for transformation or motion, only the quiet stability of rest. Allow your mind to settle into this vast, comforting silence. Like a universe in perfect balance, you are now free to float in the stillness. Let the final echoes of energy fade away as you drift into deep, restorative sleep.